When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Session 6, Due Process. In this section, we explore the concept of due process, a fundamental constitutional guarantee rooted in the 5th and 14th Amendments. This principle, divided into substantive and procedural components, is central to American jurisprudence. Substantive due process, definition and development. Substantive due process is the doctrine that the due process clauses of the 5th and 14th Amendments do more than ensure fair procedures. They also protect certain fundamental rights from government interference, regardless of the procedural protections in place. This doctrine emerged as a means to safeguard individual liberties against majority rule and government overreach. Early interpretation. Initially, the Supreme Court used substantive due process to protect economic rights, as in Lochner v. New York, 1905, where the court struck down a state labor law on the grounds that it interfered with the freedom of contract, a fundamental right. However, this approach was controversial and led to accusations of judicial overreach. Shift to personal liberties. In the mid-20th century, the focus of substantive due process shifted from economic rights to personal liberties. Landmark cases like Griswold v. Connecticut, 1965, and Roe v. Wade, 1973, extended its application to privacy rights and reproductive autonomy, establishing that certain personal decisions are beyond the reach of governmental intrusion. Contemporary issues. Substantive due process remains a dynamic area of constitutional law, dealing with issues ranging from family relations to sexual autonomy and bodily integrity. Its boundaries and applications are regularly tested in courts, reflecting changing societal values and norms. Procedural due process framework. Procedural due process, grounded in the same constitutional provisions as substantive due process, focuses on the process required by the government before depriving a person of life, liberty, or property. It ensures fair procedures and safeguards against arbitrary government action. Life, liberty, and property interests. The Supreme Court has interpreted these interests broadly. Life is the most straightforward, while liberty encompasses a range of personal freedoms, from physical freedom to fundamental rights like parental rights and freedom from unjustified reputational harm. Property interests go beyond physical possessions to include legitimate claims or entitlements, like government benefits. Required procedures. The procedures required by due process vary depending on the situation, but generally include notice, the opportunity to be heard, and a fair and impartial decision-making process. The landmark case Matthews v. Eldridge, 1976, established a balancing test to determine the specific procedural safeguards required in a given case, weighing the private interest, the risk of erroneous deprivation, and the government's interest. Governmental obligations. Procedural due process imposes significant obligations on the government, particularly in the criminal justice system. It requires fair and timely trials, impartial judges, and the opportunity for defendants to confront witnesses and present evidence. Economic rights and regulation. Historical context. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, the Supreme Court often used substantive due process to protect economic rights, like property rights and the freedom of contract. This era, known as the Lochner era, saw the court striking down various state and federal regulations that interfered with these rights. Shift in judicial perspective. The Great Depression and the New Deal era marked a shift in the court's approach. Cases like West Coast Hotel Company v. Parrish, 1937, signaled the end of the Lochner era as the court upheld state labor regulations, acknowledging the government's role in addressing economic inequalities and public welfare. Modern view. Today, the court is generally deferential to government economic regulation, applying rational basis review in most cases. This deferential approach allows for a wide range of government interventions in the economy, from labor standards to environmental regulations, reflecting a recognition of the government's role in managing complex modern economies. Studying due process connects you to the heart of what it means to live in a fair and just society. It's about ensuring that government power is exercised responsibly and with respect for individual rights. As you delve into the intricacies of substantive and procedural due process, you are not just learning legal concepts, you are equipping yourself to be a defender of fairness and justice. Embrace this study with dedication, knowing that your understanding of due process is fundamental to upholding the rule of law and protecting the rights of all. Governmental obligations. Procedural due process imposes significant obligations on the government, particularly in the criminal justice system. It requires fair and timely trials, impartial judges, and the opportunity for defendants to confront witnesses and present evidence. Economic rights and regulation. Historical context. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, the Supreme Court often used substantive due process to protect economic rights, like property rights and the freedom of contract. This era, known as the Lochner era, saw the court striking down various state and federal regulations that interfered with these rights. Shift in judicial perspective. The Great Depression and the New Deal era marked a shift in the court's approach. Cases like West Coast Hotel Company v. Parrish, 1937, signaled the end of the Lochner era as the court upheld state labor regulations, acknowledging the government's role in addressing economic inequalities and public welfare. Modern view. Today, the court is generally deferential to government economic regulation, applying rational basis review in most cases. This deferential approach allows for a wide range of government interventions in the economy, from labor standards to environmental regulations, reflecting a recognition of the government's role in managing complex modern economies. Studying due process connects you to the heart of what it means to live in a fair and just society. It's about ensuring that government power is exercised responsibly and with respect for individual rights. As you delve into the intricacies of substantive and procedural due process, you are not just learning legal concepts, you are equipping yourself to be a defender of fairness and justice. Embrace this study with dedication, knowing that your understanding of due process is fundamental to upholding the rule of law and protecting the rights of all.